On June 18, 2009, Chris Sauer, President and CEO of Ocean Renewable Power Company, spoke as part of a panel on test sites and research and development updates on efforts to promote renewable ocean energy in the Gulf of Maine. He was speaking at Energy Ocean 09 at the Samoset Resort in Rockport.
I'm going to be very brief because everything that I wanted to cover has already been covered, with the exception of a couple of points. First of all, the first electricity to be generated from tides that come from the Bay of Fundy was done here in Maine. It was done over a year ago. It was done by our company. Maine is, in fact, on the map as far as tidal energy. We see tidal energy as really the beginning of a continuum that will help enable this offshore wind development that's going to happen in this state. The tidal energy industry already exists, actually, in the state of Maine. In fact, as we sit here today, the first 100% composite-made commercial tidal turbines are being manufactured. They're being manufactured in Bath, Maine by U.S. Windblade. They'll be completed by the end of July. Following that, the structure that's going to hold all of our equipment together is also going to be made from composite material. Martin Grimness at Harbor Technology is going to make that. So it's an important point to know there already is a tidal energy industry in the state of Maine. The resources in Maine is a point of debate. There were some initial studies done by EPRI, which we believe greatly underestimated the potential in the state of Maine, but you can see from this map there are significant resources. There has never really been a survey in the state of Maine as to what resources could be developed. Most of the information that's used to look at these sites is information that's been around for decades, and there hasn't been a whole lot of new information generated. With the exception of the work that we've done in the Eastport area, in Coppercook Bay and Western Passage, what you see in the upper right here is a cross-section of Western Passage, and what you see in green is a 6-knot current. In yellow, it gets up to 7-knot current. So essentially what we have in Western Passage is a cross-section of water that's an average depth of about 200 feet by a mile wide coming at you at 6 to 7 knots. So you can imagine the amount of power that is in that water. You can also see on this map below in Coppercook Bay is going to be the site of our testing this fall of our commercial design of our turbine generator unit. That's a huge event for us, and it's a huge event for the state of Maine. And I would encourage anyone that's interested, after we get in the water in late September, we're going to be at stationary moorings for October